back again on another BAM podcast. Yeah, what up all my people? Yeah, all the people who support this Mad Bitter Truth podcast, much respect. Yeah, shout out to Christopher Daniels, man. How you doing, my brethren? Yeah, yeah, Madge, I see you in the house, always. Yeah, Sandra, what they do? Aaron, yeah, Greg, I see you. What's happening, Tina? Yeah, much respect to all of y'all, man. Ace, yeah, Dwayne, what's happening, Ferguson? Yeah, back in the house. Freeman, what's good, what's good? Yeah, yeah, what's good, Michelle? I see you in here. Yeah, appreciate you every time. You already know, man. Stay strong. Yeah, William. How you doing? How you doing? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what they do, Walker? I see you. I see you. I see you. Yeah, Aaron. I see you also. Jody. Yeah, Blake. What's good? What's good? Yeah, don't worry about it, Angie. What's happening? Yeah, Donnell. Yeah, I see you, man. Yeah, keep listening to the bitter truth. You know that go, man. Yeah, yeah. You know we stick together in this, you know, dangerous times right now. You feel me? Yeah, yeah. We need the bitter truth family to keep going because a lot of people don't understand. If it wasn't for the bitter truth, I'm talking about me, myself. If it wasn't for, you know, me awakening and see what's going on from day one, I'm telling you right now, I'll be in shambles in this pandemic, for real. So I hope everybody kind of have the same kind of feeling as far as the awakening. You know, you awaken, you know you're good. Yeah, that's a wonderful feeling in these times, no doubt. Yeah, what they do, Morgan? Yeah, see you in the house. Yeah, we go talk about the so-called division of the so-called vaccine handout. And I'm going to show you how they go do it, basically. Turn the so-called vaccinated people against the unvaccinated. We go talk about that, and we go talk about the levels that they at right now with the so-called vaccination of the kids. Yeah, we go get into that, you know what I mean? Mellow truth, no doubt about it. And we're not going to leave out the people who support the Mag truth, no doubt about it. Elizabeth, yeah, what's good? What they do? Yeah, Donna M, always in the house. Yeah, for sure. Brandon, what's happening? Barris. Yeah, Barris Hood, I see you. Crawford in the building. Yeah, yeah, appreciate you, Warren, all the time. Yeah, and we go get into some deeper things also and talk about some things about, you know, what the people need to do, I guess, in these times as far as, you know, when them people's, you know, putting on the pressure and the squeeze to hand out this vaccine to the people. You feel what I'm saying? So we go have to dissect that and talk to the people about that, because we don't want nobody to be afraid as far as, you know, what's coming. But you just need to know. Yeah, knowing is a big part of what's going on. You have to know. If you know, then you know you have half the problem solved if you just know. Because you knowing and you have a brain in your head and you have a discernment, yeah, you can figure stuff out, no doubt. Yeah, Kendra, I see you in here. What's good, June Newton? Yeah, every time. Yeah, yeah, Hazel. What's happening? What's happening? Yeah, yeah. Win boy, what they do? What they do? Yeah, T.O. Yeah, always, man. Much respect. Yeah, everybody, man. You know, I already, man. I see some anonymous people in here as well. Yeah, much respect to all of y'all, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Orlando, what's good? What they do? Yeah, for sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we go talk about the so-called division right now that's going on, because I'm going to show you how they go do it. Because now when they reach to a screeching halt, basically, with the vaccines, because the peoples that want it already got it, then the peoples that they already can pressure are basically that they already pressure already got it. So now it got to get to the next phase where they're going to have to force it on the masses. I've seen them try a lot of tricks with the, you know, Vax a Million and trying to make the masses basically raffle their name when they take the vaccine with a chance to win $1 million and shit. So we know that they're going to put that in there as far as enticing, make the pot look enticing for the people to take the vaccine. But What they have to do to reap you out if you don't want the vaccine is to turn the people with the vaccine against you. And that's what they go use. I'm trying to tell you people, because if the people that already have the vaccine so-called start shunning the people who don't have the vaccine, you know, a lot of them gonna be forced in a corner to actually take it. You know, whether it's your family members or friends or people that, you know, that you have to interact with that have that vaccine, they're gonna find some way, because they're not gonna understand why you don't take it. Just remember that. They're never gonna understand what your problem is, why you don't wanna take it, so-called. You understand what I'm saying? So they're gonna be puzzled by you not taking it and everybody else running to take it and why you not taking it. So what I'm saying is you gotta be prepared for that, because that's gonna be another squeeze as far as, you know, people that you know and people around you putting on the squeeze as well as the damn government people. So we go talk about how you can, you know, basically sidestep that, because I try to let you know, man, even if in some cases, even if you're gonna have somebody believe that you have the vaccine, if you have to do that, you better do that. I mean, there's no limit to what you gotta do to keep away from this poison and this new world order shot that they got for the masses. It's like I don't say, people, it's no rules. You understand what I mean? There's no rules when it comes to staying away from that shit. So anything that you can do in your power, even if, like I say, if you want to give them the impression that you already have it so they could get off your back, like I don't say, it's less pressure on you. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm not saying going around and tell people that, yeah, I got my shot. But I'm saying, if it comes down to that, you feel what I'm saying? Just to ease the pressure off you, you better, you know what I mean, let them get the impression that, yeah, I got my shot. So you feel what I'm saying, people? So now that they're telling the masses that, yes, people with the shots can take off the mask. You understand what I mean? So now, if you was a regular person that never used to wear the mask like the mag, and you go out there and somebody see you without the mask in certain establishment, then probably like, yeah, so do you have your shot? You feel what I'm saying? Now, for them to want to ask you for a passport, that's a different story. Like I don't say, in certain cases, they're not gonna do that, the so-called passport itself. But you gotta be careful, people, because if you're going somewhere and they say, yeah, well, you know, you have on your, some people have on the mask, so they can see that them people don't have the shot, and then they see you without the mask and they're looking at, yeah, maybe you have your shot. I don't know, maybe somebody want to question you, even though I'll tell people already, that's go against the amendment, right, the Fourth Amendment. They're not supposed to ask you what your condition is or what's going on with you as far as your medical terms. You feel what I'm saying? Medical conditions. You feel what I'm saying? So they don't have no business asking you that to begin with. But in this new world that we're in, we've seen them things violated all day. We've seen the human rights itself violated over this so-called virus. And that's why they can give you a virus to obstruct the whole wide world to get you where they want to. Because with the virus and the way they sell a virus, and we go basically talk about that as well, because as far as the virus thing, people, you can't believe in viruses now. You understand what I mean? You can't believe in these so-called terms that they call viruses. You understand, like virus in flowing in the air, and virus gonna, you're gonna pick up a virus through your nose and your mouth. Yes, it's time for us to stop believing in that shit. Like I don't tell you, they have to give you a certain kind of program in your brain to tell you, oh, virus spread, these kind of virus, these so-called flu-like symptoms, virus that can stop you from breathing and all this stuff. They have to give you a pattern. Like I don't say, the mass is already programmed with the subconscious mind, already know what the virus do, how virus spread. Even in the air, they tell you that it's airborne, you breathe the air, and that's the reason why they tell you to wear the mask. You can't go on an airplane without the mask. You feel what I'm saying? So they give you this impression that virus does spread by people talking, and you feel what I'm saying? So now we at that stage, now they can give you the fucking fake virus, basically, and the mass is gonna take what they sell them as far as our virus spread. The virus can spread, it go airborne, or somebody in a plane sneeze, and all of a sudden everybody in the plane get in contact with that. And if that one person have a virus, there you go. That's how they do it, people. They brainwash you from day one with the tuberculosis, all of this other shit that they give you. You feel what I'm saying? So they give you vaccination for that back in the days, and they tell you how contagious it is. That means if somebody passed through the airport with it, they have to quarantine the whole place. Even if you don't really come in contact with that person. So if you get what I'm saying, is like, they make that up for you. They make that up for you. Because if they didn't, how would the people act like this when it comes to this coronavirus? How could it be in a state where the so-called governor said, yes, I get rid of the mask mandate. Now you're free to walk around without masks, and the people still walking around with it. I'm mad. They're walking around with that shit still on their face. So I'm like, what's in their mind, people? What kind of teaching they get to make them feel like they in danger if they don't wear that mask? I tell you already. Just tell you, when they tell you about the SARS, all of these other stuff that they say come in, and you see the Asian people wearing the mask in China and all over the place, and you never think about it, right? Like for real. That's how virus spread. The human being gotta be scared of each other. And I was doing a video on the kids, because we know it's them time now to get the vaccine. So I was doing a video on it, basically. And it's really surprising that these people that call themselves doctors and, you know, infectious disease professionals and, you know, experts and all of these stuff. And then, I was doing the video and it sounded like a woman was on there, so-called a doctor or a teacher or whatever, was saying that they need to get the kids back out there so they can mingle with germs and so their immune system can build back up. And a lot of times I've been doing videos in the whole pandemic. I'm the only one that never shut up. And I've been trying to tell the people, the immune system is a funny thing. It's something is in the name. When you say immune system, you just say the word and the meaning and everything. So when you're immune to something, your body basically have to expose to it. It's just that simple. You can't hide from germs, hide from dirt, hide from whatever, and then you expect your immune system to be strong. I already told you, a baby just born don't have no immune system. The immune system is not built up yet. It's low, it's weak. So now the baby gotta build that up. That's why when you see a baby, you know, always take stuff, put in their mouth, that the baby not gonna die. That's how the baby build up the immune system, by getting used to the stuff. The immune system of the baby can't build up until it actually start doing stuff and touching stuff and, you know, so-called germs get around and germs, and now you're immune to the germs. You understand? So when they were saying that, you know, we need to get the kids back out there so they could mingle and da-da-da-da, and that's the same people tell you to hide in the first place. Do you understand what I'm saying? So they basically confess in that video that, yes, we are killing your immune system. We are weakening your immune system by you following the CDC guidelines. These mask up, these sanitize every damn minute, wash your hands, and all of these unnecessary stuff, people, basically gonna weaken your immune system. And I already told you, once your immune system is weakening, then they're gonna give you the vaccine. The vaccine with the nanobots and everything in it to destroy the human being body. It's easy for it to work because your immune system is weak, can't fight it. And they know the human being body. I talk about it already. The human being body is so unique, it probably can fight off any damn thing that they put in you. But if they're weakening it first and then give you that, then you have no chance. You have no chance of fighting it. And that's just what it is. That's why you see they bring you to this 10 month or whatever, dragging out, and then they say, yes, we got the vaccine. So they already weaken your immune system by you not breathing the air, people. The regular air that you used to breathe, you're no longer breathing it. on a regular basis. Now you're breathing it occasionally. That's not right. So your immune system dying, and then they give you the vaccine to finish you off. So the kids basically that they're vaccinating right now, they have it in the news, say yes, the new variant that they call the Delta variant, the Delta people, the Delta, which is the representative of the triangle, the Freemason triangle, like you see on the dollar bill with the one eye in it. That's what the Delta is about. Yes, all the Deltas, every fucking Deltas, you know, that's coding. So they're trying to tell you that it's the kids that bring it around, that Delta, the kids passing it around, yes, 12 to 20 years old. And they're the one who's suffering. And by the way, the Delta virus is the Delta variant is a so-called Indian variant. So they basically stepping that up so they can get the people's, the parents have to be like, yeah, come on, I'm gonna give my kid this vaccine because now this new variant catching them. Because before they was all right. So the people not looking at the pattern and seeing how the people's really working their brain on you. We in this cloud of fog and everything they tell us we're supposed to take it and run. No, people, the bitter truth built up not to follow these shit. So what we're going to do is dissect everything they give you. We don't take anything with no grain of salt as far as, you know, when it comes down to the news and the operation. You understand? So we have to dissect everything. A lot of people going to be mad and say, Mag, well, you're doing all these, you take everything for a hoax and then we're going to be in trouble and... But what you have to understand, a hoax is a hoax. You can't make a hoax real to satisfy your damn self. You feel what I'm saying? A hoax is a hoax. And I already told you, just like I show you in that documentary, the latest one I did, and put up that documentary with the Alien Contact Secret Society. They basically tell you all of that. They tell you all of that. You're in a cloud and a fog. They basically work in the black magic on you. It's a spell they cast on you with the programming. And by any means, the programming's got to get to you. They're the one who control whatever get to you. That's why they have these control oppositions. They call themselves doctors, scientists, and all of these things just to sell you the virus. Wow, and I tell you people, like I don't say, it's time for us to kick the virus thing to the curb. No lie. It's time to kick it to the curb because if somebody don't hold you down and inject it in you, you have no virus. I'm trying to tell you. You believe me or what? You don't have no virus. If they don't inject it in you, you have no virus. So what's up with the injection that they're running around with calling it vaccine right now? Don't take it, people. Don't be dumb. It's a big old brainwash to get everybody to fall in. Now, another subject we go get into. We go talk about it, the so-called reset. Yes, we go talk about it. So, I talk about the fact that you can't find nothing strange on earth. You can't. Nobody can tell me nothing. You don't find nothing strange on earth. It's just shit that they made up. So we don't see nothing strange on earth that gonna be like, oh my goodness, that must come from another world. No, we don't see that. So, what I'm trying to tell you is, every 2,000 years, they actually reset the earth. Alright, I'm going to say it again. Every 2,000 plus years, they reset the earth, people and all. So, with us being 2021 right now, what's really going on, people? They're showing their hands. Just did a video showing you with the so-called billionaires, the people that you know as billionaires, the rich people they say on earth, they don't pay taxes. Why are they coming out and tell you that now? You know, we know from day one, but I'm saying, why would they come out and tell you now? It's over. I already told you, the same way you see Bill Cosby get called out, you see R. Kelly get called out, Harvey Weinstein, all of these big characters in Hollywood, they're getting called out. It's because the show is over. The show is over, so now they can show you the credits. Just put it like that. Now they can show you who is behind it, who is doing this, who is doing that. You feel what I'm saying? Look how the Bill Gates get exposed right now. check it back in a normal, in go back into a normal so-called lot, in a normal so-called settings. Go back to that right there, in a reality setting. And then you see a man like Bill Gates that come out with the Microsoft, and then now he's an infectious disease expert and vaccines and all of this shit, and he can tell you to take vaccine. He can go all over the world and vaccinate people, and you don't understand. The Bill Gates is a connection, a bloodline. He is a bloodline of the elite people. That's the reason why he's there. That's the reason why he get to tell you about vaccines, and now they so-called exposing him. It's like he show his hands, like, okay, this is who I am. I came into Microsoft, but I actually a government puppet. You feel what I'm saying? I'm actually working for the government peoples to help put on agendas on the people. Whatever they want to pass, if I can help, I'm going to help out. When you ever see that? When you ever seen them show their hands like that, people? Like, yes, it's almost like everybody can see it now that the Bill Gates is a puppet, a government agent that working for the people, actually trying to depopulate the masses, who trying to destroy us. So, like I say, you would never seen this 20 years ago, because it's time, people. Now is the time for the reset. So that means if their hands show, it's okay. It's over. You're never going to have these people again. You never ever have these type of things again for these people that's here on earth right now. So it's over. So now you can say, yeah, you know, we have these pedophiles right here. They was hanging around. Look at Hillary Clinton. Now you're just finding out that he was a pedophile also. All of them, Obama. All of them, including Donald Trump. And he talking about, oh, we against these people. And he's the same thing. They all the same. They all the same, people. And a lot of times you're just sleeping, but they all the same. None of them is different. They are bloodlines of the elites, the fallen. That's what it is, people. And I told you, even though a lot of people might sleep on it with the Jake Paul or Logan Paul with the fight against so-called Floyd Mayweather, two puppets. But what you have to understand, they are bloodlines of the elites. You don't see a YouTuber like a Logan Paul just pop up and fighting a Mayweather. Never boxed in his life. But that's just how it is, people. He's a part of the elite bloodline. So that's why they put him on. In any way, they can put him on to any damn thing. You feel what I'm saying? They can put him on to skateboarding. It don't matter. That's just how they do it. They can put him on to YouTube doing some dumb shit. That's just how they do it, people. So now we understand all the way in that you've been controlled. Now you understand that you've been controlled by an entity of people that actually want to destroy the earth. It's time. So we talk about it, 2021. And I tell you, this is a reset. Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, if they reset 2,000 years ago, say for instance, yeah, 2,000 plus years ago, and then, you know, we come along, we would have seen at least bones and bodies or whatever of those people that passed, that they drastically just take off the planet, take off the earth, straight up. So, if you notice, in the so-called pandemic, right? We noticing that nobody around us is dying from no COVID, but they have all these bodies so-called, and they say they're gonna do what with them? What they're saying they do them? Even in India, what they say they're doing with those bodies? They say they're burning them, cremating them. So you don't have to worry about if you're gonna see any bodies. Or basically, you know, are the next set of people that gonna start up on this earth. For the most part, they're going to just find bones everywhere. No, people. That's not how it works. They know how to reset, because what is done by the devil, people, and they do have scripts. They know the right time. Everything is moving by time, people. So we get to a time right now where they have to reset. That's why they give you the Build Back Better slogan, because you have to tear it down all the way. The people are going to be reset. The people itself. A lot of people don't understand. The people itself gonna be reset. So we're gonna see basically people start falling like flies. No lie. In a few years from now, it's gonna happen. In a few years from now, people, it's gonna happen. People gonna start dropping like flies. Nobody gonna understand what's going on. The government people alone can give you the answer. You know what they're gonna say it is? It's a new virus. Or a new coronavirus variant. Just remember I tell you, you're not gonna get it. Now, with the Delta variant, the new Delta variant so-called, they actually tell you if you take one shot of any one of those vaccines, if you don't have the next one, you might just have the Delta. You understand? So they tell you that you need to have two shots if you want to avoid the Delta. But what you have to understand, people, next thing they're going to tell you about another variant, after you get the two, they're going to tell you there's another variant. Remember, the Pfizer want to give you another shot, make three, a so-called booster shot. And you never understand, those are nanobots. They have to maintain them. Yes, they're going to do maintenance on them. So don't worry if they tell you, listen, we have to give you this shot every year. Don't be surprised. Because they have to maintain those nanobots. You never know. Or they have to maintain them. Give you another shot. Call it a booster shot. So it can boot up the damn robots in your body. I'm not playing. That's just what it is. So with all of that being said, I'm just showing you that there's an easy way or an easy explanation when people start dropping. That's just what it is. That's why they give you all of these variants and how wicked they are every time they discover another one. It's worse than the one before. Do you ever imagine that? Come on, people. They come up with the UK variant. Then they come up with the Brazilian variant, which is wickeder than the UK. Then they come up with the African variant, which is wickeder than the UK version or the Brazilian version, both of them. And then you have even the Indian variant, who basically top all of them, more deadlier than any one of them. You see what I'm saying, people? So the deeper they go in this coronavirus, the variant is getting what? Worse. You never get it. And this last one can hit you if you only have one shot. Do you get what I'm saying, people? If you're not fully vaccinated, the Delta can get you like bam. I already told you, this is how they're gonna reset the world with the vaccine. That's the only way, people. This is the only chance. I'm trying to tell you, this is the only chance, one and only chance, to get everybody infected with that vaccine. Everybody. This is the only chance, the only win that they have. Because first, let me tell you something that you don't know. I've been doing videos since 2015. I've been talking about the microchip in your hand. The microchip between your thumb and your index. You remember that? Okay, I've been talking about that forever. But what it is people, you got to pay attention. They know how the masses think. And they're the one who leading you into a certain direction. But what you have to understand, people, this was supposed to happen from 2000. I'm not playing. 2000 was the mark. 2000 was the mark. And if you notice right away, they come up with the destruction of this September 11th in 2001. Because now, what they're doing right now after that, after you get to 2000, they never get to do what they wanted to do. People kind of been a little bit more smarter. And, you know, you can't come and microchip the people now. But what they do, listen to me, people, because I'm right on point. When 2000 hit, that's when they were supposed to come up with something to give everybody. Make everybody gonna accept it with mostly, most people accept it with open arms. That didn't happen. It's technology. So they wanted to sell you the Mark of the Beast chip through technology. They make you love technology so much, some people gonna say yes, but hold on. We're looking at about maybe about 20%. No lie, if it's 20-25%, that's not good for them. I'm talking about the younger generation that are gonna be say, yeah, man, I want to do everything. I want to be able to open my door without turning the locks. I want to be able to do this, do that. I want to be able to go to the hospital and they just scan me and they know exactly what's going on with me. Yes, they gamble on that and they lose. They lose. So when you see a Dr. Oz and them introducing that chip in your arm, small as a rice grain, yes, they was doing it so the people could be like enticed by it. Remember, they got a lot of tricks in the book. This is to make you take it willfully and be like, yeah, I like this world that we live in. Give me it. But when they check the reviews, when they put it out there, when they peek it out there, when they give a doctor ask to talk about it and they see the reaction, because that's how they really check you. Facebook posts and them things, most of them is fake. The government posts them just to see how you react on it. So when they see your reaction and that chip in your hand, and they're giving it time and they're giving it time and they're giving it time, they keep showing you people that taking it and happy and oh, they're free and they can do all of this shit. But it never worked, people. It never worked. It never worked. So now, if you notice, if you can go back 4 years ago on my videos, some of them are really, I even upload, re-upload and bitch out. But if you notice what I was preaching, people, don't take no vaccine shot. They try everything. That's how I know, people. They try everything. So before they decide, I'm telling you, before they decide that they was gonna use this big virus to get everybody to comply with whatever they got going on, they did try something else. So they come and they say, yeah, you know, the measles are breaking back out. You know, everybody go have to take a vaccine. Yeah. People fumble. They say, oh, polio is back again. And yeah, the polio is back, so everybody need to get vaccinated. They're trying to make it mandatory. And all of these things that I'm talking about is true. I was doing videos on them. So they're trying everything. They tell you all kind of things break back out so the masses could go and take this new vaccine shot that they got for you, which is the mark of the beast. And I told you, you can't change my mind. I know what it is. So when they decide that, yeah, we go bring back the measles, we go try to bring back the measles to the attention of the people so they get scared. Didn't work. They go to polo. It didn't work. Mm-hmm. So from that stage, they're starting to plant this little seed in your head. That's it. I think, people, after the September 11th, you know, after that, now everything got to put in place. And if you know these people, the September 11th, most of the laws that you're getting right now that come in place 2020, that chip in 2020, was from the 9/11 so-called attacks from 2001, right? Okay, so with that being said, you can see the track now. So what they did, they basically start this operation, starting to tell people about Ebola, SARS, Zika, all of these things, people. And they even the so-called what they call it, bird flu and all kind of swine flu, they basically did that to fix you up for this COVID-19 pandemic. That's how they do it, people. Remember, like I don't tell you, people is advancing, times is changing, they have to change strategy. So they have plan B, plan A, plan B, plan all the way in, and they have to follow accordingly. With where the masses was moving, they can't give you that chip in the hand. They can't. They can't do it. I'm trying to tell you, people, they can't. A lot of people gonna say, nah, I pass. So how you gonna get it done? I told you, now you have to start billing for the future. Pack it in the people's subconscious mind. What's a virus? And how a virus spread around to people. And that's it. You see, once they dress you up, they give you this one and they quarantine and they da-da-da-da-da. And then bam, here we come with the COVID-19 or coronavirus and the masses. So now, they know 100% that this is it. There's no other loophole. This is it, people. This is it. So when they say, yeah, you know, we go give you this shot, and there's no coming back. So now, everybody so-called have to get the shot by any means. And like I don't tell you, this is the best strategy where you go have at least 60-65% of the people, the whole wide world, voluntarily to take it. Volunteer. Like, yes, I want it. Because I'm scared of this virus. Give me that shot. Do you understand what I mean? So I'm trying to tell you now, with the division gonna come in now, you get 65% injected and the other 35 don't. What you gonna do to get to them? You have to turn those 65% on that 35. And you understand that majority rules. And if those 65 squeeze that 35 enough, they can get at least another 20-25% out of there. Like I don't tell you, some people go crack. Not everybody go hold on. Some people gonna crack. It's just simple as that. I didn't make it up. Somebody, you know, feel like, yeah, well, you know, I got to do this, or I got to fly. A lot of people say, I got to travel, I got to do this, I got to do that. They're taking the vaccine. Do you understand what I mean? That's a squeeze. And I already told you, the reason why a lot of people was wearing the mask is because of what? Please tell me. It's because the other person that are on the mask still worry about you, if you have it on or not. So it's the same thing with the vaccine. Don't fall for it, people, because I told you, you're going to have to make a decision. And basically a life-saving decision at the end of the day when it comes to this vaccine. No doubt about it. And like I say, you have to stand up in for what you believe in all the way out till the end. Not some part, not some. You have to stand up all the way until everything done. Can you do that? I'm begging all my people to do that, man. Yeah, yeah. Just stay strong. Keep up, you know. Whatever you're doing to survive all this time and make it through, hey, you know, keep doing your thing. You know what I mean? Don't give up now, because we're deep in it. Yeah, we didn't make it up. We're deep in it. We basically have to go with what they're saying and what they're doing. But don't take that vaccine. You understand what I'm saying, people? Don't matter how frustrated it seems. No matter how you feel like everybody around you against you. And yeah, let them against you. So what? This world is bitter, people. This world is not nice. It's a wicked place. So what if they don't want to talk to you? So what if you want to separate yourself from me? So what? Huh? And I guess, you know, that's why... I mean, I tell you already before, like, I don't tell you, like, okay, I don't believe in people just hanging around those people that have the vaccine. You know what I mean? But I don't really want to push it too much, because I don't want the separation to be on my behalf as far as me telling people to stay away from, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, that's not going to be something that you can do, really. You feel what I'm saying? Because you don't know. Almost everybody go up the shot at the end of the day, people. So me and you and the few people not going to take it. How can we separate ourselves from those people who have it? You almost can. So I don't know. I know it can be some effect on you, people. I don't know. You know, like I don't tell you already with the period thing, with the woman get the period as soon as somebody with the vaccine come around and then them things. That's not normal. Yeah, so we know that something is happening to the people that don't have the vaccine when they go around the people that do have the vaccine. Not a joke. But like I say, man, when they start shunning you, the pressure gonna be on. And a lot of people go crack. I'm not gonna say most people, but people gonna crack. It's just that simple. Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Andrean, man. How you doing? 100% respect. You know that, go. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Cameron, what's happening? See you in the building. Yeah, big up all of y'all, man. All the peoples. You know, Bitter Truth fam. Yeah, we always go beyond right here on this podcast, man. Because, you know, this is the way we go do it. Because we've been censored and bitched. So, you know, bitched, censored. Even that video I put up about the kids with the vaccine. Yeah, I press on it and I can't see it show. It's running for a second and then it just stopped. So yeah, they know to basically censor me and quiet me down. You know what I mean? We know we can't do shit on YouTube. Yeah, but the Mag Truth on the Run on YouTube, that's me, man. You know, I know they have a lot of fakers, so a lot of times when my people see them channels, they'll be like, yeah, that's not Mag, but yeah, it's me. And plus, they have some fakers in there trying to make you believe that that's not a real Mag channel. So yeah, that's just how it is, but we good. We on. Yeah, appreciate everybody, man. Much respect. And I'm going to say this, man. Just stay strong, people, because like I don't tell you, man, we all in this thing together. And if you can come and, you know, you can turn on the Mag Bit of Truth and get some upliftment from it, you know what I mean, in these times, you know what I mean? I'm happy. No doubt about it. And I already told you, people, I'm for the people. No doubt about it. I'm not for the elites. I'm not for the people who decide to do this wicked shit to the people. No, I'm for the people. There's too much people already for the fucking wickedness. They have to have people that stand up for the people that actually been oppressed. So that's the Mag right here. Yeah, so much respect to everybody, man. We always on. Yeah, Mag Bit of Truth. Catch me on the run. I'm gone.